Okay, Siman Lamed Zayin is the Siman of Tevilas Kalim. Everybody knows that when you buy a Kalim, it's more rampant than Chutzlars, but even in Eretz Yisrael, you buy Kalim that were made in China or something like that. So you buy Kalim in Chutzlars, right where the Kalim are like this. So if you don't know, it also applies. So you have to tovel the Kalim. If the kalim are metal, the types of metal mentioned in the pasuk, since chiyuv deraisa, you're not allowed to use the kalim to eat from before you do the tevila. Glass is derabbanan. Aluminum, which is some kind of an interesting metal, which is not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, it's a new invention. Rav Moshe says that that's only a derabbanan also. What you have to do in order to make these kalim mutter is you have to dunk them in a mikveh that would be kosher for a tevilah of a nida. There has to be a full-fledged mikveh or a mayan. One should be careful not, therefore, to dunk it in a river, which you wouldn't be able, a river that dries up during the summer and just has lots of water in the winter, because that's not a mayan, it doesn't have a spring, and you can't dunk it in that. It's not going to work. Beseder, you have the when you your tevel a kalim that you need to be tevel metal or glass. So you have to make a bracha. If it's one kli, it's al tevilas kli. If it's many kalim, al tevilas kalim. Wood is not, you don't have to be tevel. There's no chiyuv to be tevel, any kalim made out of wood. If you have a wooden kli with iron handles, so that should be teveled, but without a bracha. And cheres, so cheres also.
Just the handle.
Not the whole thing. You should be tevel the whole thing, because the whole thing is a suffix, but without a bracha. Cheres, also your putter. However, if the cheres is coated or glazed, how you know that the inside is glass or metal, so then you should dunk it without a bracha. If it's glazed on all of the sides, so then we don't care about the fact that the inside is wood or metal, and then it's just like anything else, and you dunk it with a bracha. Porcelain is the same thing. Porcelain, if it's glazed on one side, would be suffik, and if it's glazed on both sides, so then you would have to dunk it with a bracha.
Glass has a bracha. Or a bracha?
What's glass? That? Glass has a bracha. It's a chiyuv derabbanan, but you make a bracha on it. Okay, if you buy an old kli from a guy used it, and you have to kasher it with either libun or doing hagala. We'll talk about those things afterwards. We'll talk about kasher and kalim. So the halacha is that you have to dunk it first, and then afterwards you kasher it. If a person borrows kalim from a guy that have already been kashered, obviously, otherwise you couldn't use them, or there's no problem with the kasheris. So since it belongs to the guy, there's no chiyuv to be tevel the kalim because it belongs to the guy. However, if you borrow it from a Jewish storekeeper or a Jewish rental agency, and he got it from a guy and he didn't tevel it yet, so then you do have a chiyuv to be tevel it because it belongs to a Jew. And therefore, if you're not sure, so you should be tevel it. Tell the chenveni, and he should tell the next guy that He should tell the next guy that it's been teveled already by another Jew. Beseder. Let's say that somebody has a glass factory. Interesting shiloh. And the way they used to work in a glass factory, you have a glass factory, and all the people who work in your glass factory are Filipinos or Chinamen or whatever. So in the old days, the way it used to work was that people did everything by hand, and they would get paid by the kli. So it was actually a shiloh, even though I own the glass factory, but I'm paying the non-Jewish workmen to create the kli. So in the old days, there was a chiyuv to be tevel without a bracha. Nowadays, Rav Moshe paskins that since everything's pretty much done by machines, and even if it is done by a Chinaman by hand, so you're not paying him by the kli, you're paying a flat rate by an hour, so then therefore it's considered to be the Jew's kli, and there's no need for a bracha over there. If you go to a craftsman, you give the Italian or I don't know what ethnic group generally does this or whatever it is in the various countries, but you give somebody your kiddush cup that has a nice hole in it and he fixes it up for you. Do you have to tovel it when you get it back from him? So that gets into the whole issue of umen kaina b'shvach kli, whether the fact that it wasn't usable before, you couldn't hold a revius in there, so you should be tovel it without a bracha. the Seder. The only types of kelim that you have to be tovel are kelim that you eat from. But for instance, let's say you have a serving platter that never comes into contact with food and you're never going to use it for food. Or the cases that he gives, let's say the rollers that you use for matzah baking, right? The rolling pins. Or a needle that you'll use, they used to string fish together, right? Or where they would sew together a turkey with stuffing or something. So those things don't need to be tovel because they're not eating utensils. Bottles are a shaila because on one hand it's an eating utensil, but you don't drink straight from the bottle, at least not civilized people or whatever, and not the types of bottle that you put on your table. So that's a shaila viter that should be done without a bracha. Shechet's knife or anything like that does need tevila because in a pinch you could use it as an eating utensil. Same thing like a metal plate that you'll put down matzahs on in the baking process, but you could use it to eat off of. So that also needs a bracha. A trivet, on the other hand, which is just used to put down on the table so the food won't burn the table, so you want a trivet underneath it, so then that would not need tevila. A shpud, a skewer, right, which, you know, you could eat shish kebab straight from the skewer or whatever. Sometimes they have those little chicken sticks that are made out of metal, so those things do need tevila. And the bottle, so we talked about. Okay, in the old days, they had such a thing called a rechayim. Nowadays, we have coffee grinders. The coffee grinders and the grinding apparatus doesn't per se need tevila, but what might need tevila is the stuff that sometimes you'll eat straight out of it, or you could eat other things straight out of it. So if there are certain parts of the apparatus, which could be a kli, so then you get into shilas of whether it needs tevila or not. If that's made out of wood or it's made out of anything that wouldn't need tevila, so then viter, you don't get into the shilah. When you are tovel something, you have to get rid of all of the dirt. You have to get rid of all of the rust. If there's just some kind of a rust mark that you're not going to be makbid about, that's not a problem. And when you put it into the mikveh, so the water has to be immersed on all sides. If you're being tovel by the handle, you have to make sure that the handle is underwater and that you loosen your grip on the handle so that it can come in contact with water. Sometimes a person will do it by putting a string around the handle or a belt around the handle. It can't be super tight that it can't come into contact with the water. You have to loosen it up so that it will be able to get it on all sides. If somebody is toveling a bottle that has a narrow spout, so you have to leave it underwater long enough so that it entirely fills with water, and then it empties out, and then that will be good. A katan and a katana can be used to do the tevila. However, they're not neman. So if you send your 9-year-old to do the tevila and he says, "Oh, I did it," you still can't use the kli. But if you have a gadol, omid al gabav, or somebody there who's going to testify that the kid did it and did it properly and everything, so then that's okay. The seder. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be tovel. It's midrabanan, it's like metakin mana. However, if a person gets stuck, so then an eitzah would be to, would be to give the kli to a goy as a matana, and then, like we saw before, that the goy could give it to you, you could borrow it from the goy, and since it's a kasher kli, so then you're able to use it. Another eitzah is, this is a creative one, in the days that they used to have wells and take water from the well, if you're in a place where you can carry, there's an Erev on Shabbos, so then you can take the kli, dunk it in the well, and carry the water back to your house. And therefore, they never go there for matakin money because it just looks like you're taking water out of the well. So that's another way out of getting out of the iser of matakin money, zer matakin money, in order to be tevil your kalim on Shabbos. Okay, that's pretty much an overview of tevilas kalim. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow, the next 2 days, we'll be talking about pas akum, bishal akum, chalav akum, also very, very negel, nicer things.